الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وعظيمنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الغر الميامين. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية سيدي ومولاي علي بن أبي طالب. اللهم صل على محمد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أما بعد، يقول الله في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ واعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. The first of our salawat in honor of Rasulullah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The second in honor of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. اللهم صل على محمد. The third with your loudest voices in honor of Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Respected brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week marks the commemoration of the 40th of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Translated in the Arabic language as the Arba'een, and known as one of the most important events in Islamic history, an event which requires an in-depth examination. For it is an event which affects each and every one of our lives, an event from which many lessons may be learnt, and many examples may be derived, and an event with a historical basis and a contemporary significance. Contemporary in the idea that many millions of Muslims around the world will flock around the congregations which honor the legacy of the Imam. For the date of the Arba'een in the Arabic calendar is the 20th of Safar. But at the same time, it's an event which brings about many questions. Questions which continue to be given to us year after year. And amongst these questions is the question as to what is the philosophy of the number 40.